Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us today Erica Henderson. She is the Deputy City Clerk for the City of Hastings, and we are going to get caught up with her, and we're also going to learn about some opportunities that we, as the listening public, have to perhaps help out with some upcoming things. First of all, really nice to see you.
Yes, nice to see you, too.
So,
thank you.
Erica, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am the deputy, as you said, I'm the deputy city clerk for the City of Hastings. I started that job in March of 2019. I come from the city of Tonka Bay, which is on the other side.
Please say you're not commuting.
No, I am not. No.
That would be a terrible commute.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would be. Yes.
You'd have the sun in both ways,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I was the deputy city clerk there as well. But prior to that, it was a career change for me because I was a forensic scientist. I worked for two state agencies down in Florida, and then I moved up here. I'm from Minnesota originally, so I moved back home and worked at the state crime lab up here. But I wanted to work with people more in a positive manner rather than always working evidence from crime scenes.
So. Right. I would assume that takes its toll on a person.
It does. It does.
And you're a very cheerful person. I'm sure it takes its toll on even cheerful people.
Yes. Yes, it does. And, you know, I knew I was helping the residents of Minnesota and Florida, but, you know, I wanted to help more in a positive manner. So that's why I had my career change. So I went back to school and got hooked with the city clerk field.
Love it. So yep. What are some of the favorite things about your new career here in Hastings?
Well, just meeting all the people, working on the elections, for examples, a big thing that's coming up right now, meeting all the people, all the election judges, how everybody is so excited to help any way that they can, that kind of thing.
Because you really do interface with a lot of people as the deputy clerk.
Correct, yep. So I also work on the licenses. So if you're looking for a liquor license or a tobacco license, massage license, anything like that, I am the person that you contact and I can help you get that.
How did you hear about this job in Hastings?
Actually, I saw it on the website for this job posting.
And what did you know about Hastings before you came here?
Well, I knew it was on the river. As a kid, you know, growing up, I grew up in the Twin Cities. We would come down here occasionally.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yep. And a couple of years ago, my husband and I, because we live in Burnsville, a couple of years ago, my husband and I, we actually came and rode our bikes on the 10-mile loop.
No kidding. Now yeah. It's like 30-some miles.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I love that it's right on the river, and I love the old historic houses and just the history of Hastings is very attractive. It's very interesting.
Well, I love it. So first of all, let's chat it up about your need for election judges. So we all know 2020 is a big year for the general election, but that's not the only election you have on the docket, is it?
That's correct. We have actually three this year, the presidential nomination primary, that's March 3rd.
So how does that work and why do we have to have that, please?
We have to have it because per state statutes, the legislature, I think it was in 2016, voted to have a presidential nomination primary.
So meaning what? They'll whittle it down?
Yep. So the four major political parties, and that in Minnesota, that's recognized the Democratic, Republican, and the two marijuana parties are escaping my mind.
Isn't there an independent party that's not recognized?
Nope, because you have to have a national convention to be considered in the state of Minnesota. I don't know other states, but the state of Minnesota.
So it's the Republicans, the Democrats, and then the two
marijuana. I can't remember those.
Just doesn't seem right.
Sorry. Yes, I agree.
Okay, so we have to then on March 3rd, we're going to be voting. How does this work again?
So the two marijuana parties decided not to have candidates for the March 3rd election. So if you are affiliated with or...
a party.
Yes, with a party, so either the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, you would go in and select whatever party you affiliate with, and you get that ballot only. You don't get the other ballot. So say, for example, you just choose a Republican ballot. Just an example. You choose a Republican ballot, so you can only pick one person from the Republican ballot.
Isn't there only one person on the Republican ballot?
Yes, and a write-in.
Oh, there's a write-in.
Yes, yep. So you can do a write-in as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then on the Democratic side, there's quite a few people. So of the top, how many will go on to the national ballot?
One, the winner. The winner, I guess you could say. The person with the most votes would go on to the general.
Okay. What about the convention? Nobody has been nominated yet.
I don't know. Yeah, because the political parties had until December 31st to give the Secretary of State for Minnesota, names that they would like on the ballot. So, and the Democratic Party had given 15 names for the ballot. So, whoever is voting Democratic, you have 15 names to choose from.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is great. So the 3rd of March will be the primary. And then you mentioned there's another primary before the election.
Yep, that is August 11th.
Okay. And what happens then, please?
That is, I don't want to say normal, but your typical kind of primary things that you would vote on. So, for example, Congress or any commissions or anything like that.
So that's
would
the
be
whole,
on that.
And that's the whittling down process also of that.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And then the general election is the first Tuesday of November.
One election at a time here.
No kidding. So leading up to the 3rd of March, tell us you are in the need of election judges.
Yes. If you are interested or anybody's interested, please give me a call or check the website because I put the judges form on the website as well. So just fill that out and you can email it to me or mail it or drop it off at City Hall.
And what exactly are you looking for? What are the hours? What are the criteria? What are the qualifications?
Sure. The hours I put on the form. You can work all day if you want, or morning, afternoon, or evening. I also listed the various precincts around Hastings, so you can rank your selection of where you would like to work as well. Qualifications. You have to be a resident of Minnesota. You have to be 18 years of age, I should say, but we'll also take student judges. They can be 16 or 17, but they have different hours. They can only work until like 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, so we still will take student workers, but for adult workers, you have to be 18, resident of Minnesota. You have to read and speak English fluently.
Okay. Well, that's great. So they can reach out to you directly at the city?
Correct.
And Erica, what's a good phone number, please?
651-480-2343.
And that will go right to you?
Correct.
Wonderful. So we have opportunities, many of them. You know what's nice? I've worked as a judge before. Working a primary is good training almost. You do get training as a judge. There's quite extensive training that goes into it. But working the primary is good training for the general election because the general election is crazy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And yeah, you're absolutely right that the primary it's like getting your feet wet. You know, it's good practice. It's a good practice round. I hate to say that term, but you know, then you get to figure out the kinks and where you can improve on things. So,
So how many precincts are in the city of Hastings, please?
We have 8.
Okay. And how is it broken out? Because I know people voted not too long ago in a school board election, and those are different boundaries than the general election or like a city election.
Correct.
So you have... It's always good, I would assume, to check and see where you vote.
Correct. And you can also check on our website for what precinct you need to vote in. Or you can also check out the Secretary of State website as well.
And sometimes people I know say, why can't I just vote anywhere? And what's the answer to that?
I wish I could too. Well, it's because you have different people of different areas representing you. So you need to be able to vote for the correct people.
And even in the city of Hastings, if it's the same representative, there's a check and balance system, isn't there?
Yes,
there's. So let's talk about Dakota County, because don't you think they're second to none in how they help with?
Yes.
They're so good at elections there.
Yes, they are. I just actually came from a training today for elections, and it was fabulous. There are great people there, always willing to help me answer my questions. Anything that I need, anything that anybody needs, really, not just me.
So when you get your information, then it bubbles up to Dakota County, and then they bubble it up to the state. Is that how it works?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So what else should we know, please?
You will get paid for your training, all your time, anything that you do with the elections, you'll get paid for that for an election judge. It's fun. You get to meet a lot of people. You get to help your community. You get to learn the election process, which the role that I'm in now, I wish I was an election judge before I got this role, just so I'd have a better understanding of the elections.
Well, you know, it really is a great opportunity for people to better understand elections. I agree with you. And there are so many checks and balances in the system that... It shocks me every time I hear about quote-unquote voter fraud somewhere.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Because
yep.
I don't know how they would do that.
Because, I agree.
You go one place, you check in, you give your name. You go another place, you check in, you get a ballot, you get a receipt. It's pretty foolproof, I think.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think we can be proud of the way we do elections America.
Yeah. Well, just even in Minnesota, because a lot of states look towards Minnesota just because of all the security and checks and balances that we have in place.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So what about early voting? Because a lot of people like to do that, and that's kind of a novelty. That's relatively new,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it is. Just a couple elections old.
So that's really open to anyone. You don't have to have a hardship, right?
Correct. Correct. Well, absentee ballot starts the 17th of January, and what that is you'll get mailed your ballot, whereas early voting is 7 days before the election, and you can come in, fill out your ballot, and physically put your ballot into the ballot counter.
So you don't have to mess with voting the day of.
Correct.
It's kind of nice.
Yes, it is. And you don't, like you were saying, you don't need an excuse anymore to vote absentee. Anybody can vote.
Because it used
absentee.
To be if you were deployed or you were away
vacation
at college.
Or,
yes,
yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole process, you really have made it easy for people. And again, how do they go about getting a ballot?
Yep. So if you wanted to do absentee, so when your ballot is mailed to you, you'd have to fill out an absentee ballot application. And that application, you can either find that on our website, Dakota County website, or the Secretary of State's website. So once you fill that out and I'll get the information, I will mail you your ballot. You have until the close of business day of March 2nd to get that ballot back to me. Or the early voting, the part that starts the 7 days before the election, you just simply have to come into either Dakota County or to the City of Hastings City Hall and fill out an absentee ballot application, and I'll just give you your ballot.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, nice and easy.
And I know that for the last election, I don't remember which one it was, but one of the last few, there were so many people that took advantage of that. And I bet it's going to continue to catch on.
I agree. I think so, too.
Yeah, that's great.
So, mm-hmm.
So you are coming up on a year. Tell us about some of the highlights of the last year.
Well, elections is a big one for me. I want to have a successful elections because when I worked in Tonka Bay, it was only one precinct versus eight precincts here. I'm very excited about that. Just working with more people, with more, for example, the liquor license. There's 10 times more liquor license than I had to do with Tonka Bay. So that's more people that I'm able to get involved with and help with and get to know.
So with the liquor licenses in Hastings, is there a finite number?
No, there is not.
Okay.
Per state statute, you don't have to have a set number, whereas some cities will put a set number of how many that they would allow.
But we don't have that in Hastings.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So what other kinds of licenses?
The massage therapy license I'll work on, the massage establishments, waste haulers. There's just a lot.
How exciting.
Jeez, so, it is.
So, Erica, you are continuing to look for judges. And let's say somebody can't work the March 3rd primary. That doesn't mean that you don't want them the rest of the year, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
We will take help. So if you can work the August 11th election and that's it, we will take your help.
Okay, wonderful. And again, all of this information can be found on the City of Hastings website, or you can give Erica a call directly at 651-480-2343. Well, we're so happy that you came in today to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you for
having
me.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
The City of Hastings is a great place to work, and I'm so looking forward to meeting everybody.
Oh, wonderful. Well, good. Good, good, good. So you do have some trainings coming up, I know, for election judges.
Yep.
So if somebody is on the fence and listening, they should go ahead and give you a call right away.
Yes, yes.
Excellent. Good. Really nice to see you, Erica.
Nice to
Thanks
see
for
you.
Coming in today.
Thank you.
Erica Henderson, she is the Deputy City Clerk for the City of Hastings. And if you have any questions about anything she just chatted about, give her a call, 651-480-2343. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.